Alan, the baby must have just arrived. I see the stork is still here. I haven't heard a noise like that since Chloe pulled her left leg out of the swamp. Why didn't I say it as good as that on my own program?
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble brings you the Red Skelton Show, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Yes, it's the Red Skelton Show, brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash.
Tide's in, dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
And now from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
But if we were smart, we'd wind up the show where Durante left off just now. Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Rod?
I'm fine. You look happy, Rick.
I am. Today I was made honorary fire chief of Lima, Ohio.
Well, bully for you. Huh? But tell me, chief.
You know what to do in case of a fire?
Do I? Just the other morning I woke up and I found my house full of smoke.
What did you do?
Well, let's turn a page and find out. I didn't lose my head. First, I threw all of our valuable things from the upstairs window, and then I ran all over the house looking for the children.
Gee, did you find them?
Yeah, they were out in the kitchen helping my wife, Georgia, scrape the toast.
Does Georgia cook for you?
Huh?
Does Georgia cook for
you? Oh, yeah, she worships me. She puts burnt offerings in front of me three times a day.
Well, I think it's swell that you were made a fire chief, but you better read up on the duties of a fireman so you won't be so embarrassed if you ever flash that fireman's badge at the wrong time.
What do you mean? I used to be a rookie fireman. Ever tell you about the first fire I went to?
No.
Ever tell you about the last one?
No.
Same fire. No kidding, I was a rookie fireman, and you should see what they make those guys go through. I had to climb a 200-foot ladder, and when I get up the top, they want me to jump in a net, you know?
Really?
You know it's harder to climb down a ladder than it is to climb up.
Some fire chief you are.
Look, wise guy, I'm a good fire chief. How do you think I got this honor in the first place?
Well, you got it because this is National Radio Week, and Station WLOK of Lima, Ohio, is celebrating it by letting the youth of the city run their stations.
Yeah,
and it seems that these young radio executives decided to have a Red Skelton Day, and so you made you the fire chief.
Windy old bird. Hey, Rod, don't you think it's wonderful when the adults let the younger citizens take part of civic affairs?
Yes, because it lets the youngsters know the adults are really their buddies.
Yeah, you know, my mother was always a buddy to me.
Really?
I remember the time she took me to the baseball game. We walked there, and the time we got to the park, she was too tired to climb over the fence.
Well, that's you.
That's a good one. Too bad it wasn't in there.
Wildcat when you were a kid.
Yeah, I was a problem kid of the neighborhood. Every time I showed my face, all the other kids would run. Of course, they never caught me, though.
Do you remember your first fight?
Yeah, I remember. I used to always fight. I'd take off my coat, show my chest, and get a mash note from a washboard. I had a colorful childhood, though. Very colorful.
Mm-hmm.
Some kid would call me yellow, and I'd start a fight. Next thing I know, I'd be black and blue. I said that. All look funny on paper, you know?
But all kidding aside, I'd like to have a recording of those kids in Lima, Ohio, running that radio
Me
station.
Too. I can just hear the kids getting on the air tonight saying, "Ah, there's bad news tonight. Russia just gave the world 24 hours to get out." That's the way radio ordinarily is, but tonight with those kids is going to be, "Ah, there's good news tonight. No school tomorrow." Well, there's a brilliant line, isn't it? Did anybody bring an Airwick with them?
Say, Red, speaking of Russia, I see where they told the UN that when they held an election, everybody voted.
Yeah, everybody votes in Russia. It's either go to the polls and vote for Joe or go to Siberia and shovel snow.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
Yes, it's true. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. You know, Tide works this miracle on your whole family wash top to bottom. Linens, work clothes, everything. You see, Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too. Yet with all its amazing cleaning power, Tide is safe. Yes, truly safe for all your washable colors. What's more, Tide takes gay checks, stripes, and pastels and really revives those soap-dulled colors, actually brightens them. As for white sheets, towels, and shirts, well, in hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. And Tide keeps them white, too, week after week. Never turns them yellow. Yes, there certainly are a lot of good washing products on the market, but remember this. Tide and only Tide offers you this wonderful combination. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to say that on Thanksgiving Day, I'm going to be on this NBC station that you're listening to now. I've just joined the cast of Hollywood Star Time, sponsored by the Elgin Watch Company, on NBC Thanksgiving Day. And now the four knights will sing, You Were Only Fooling.
Fooling around, kidding around, when you knew all the time that you were only fooling. I was falling in love. It's a story as old as Adam and Eve. I was making love, but you were making believe. You lied to me with kisses. I've tried to stop dreaming of, but you were only fooling me. While I was falling in love, you were only fooling. While I was falling in love with you.
Oh, it's a story as old as Adam and Eve.
I was making love and you were making believe. You lied to kisses. I've tried to stop dreaming of, but you were only fooling me while I was falling in love. Tonight,
the Skelton Television Theater Group presents What Has Happened to Our Neighborhood Theater.
Have you ever met people who go to the theater and argue with the cashier about the price of admission? Well, you will sooner or later.
Good evening, sir.
Come and start, lady. What am I going to cost to see the pitch?
What's that?
I'm going to say, what am I going to cost to see the pitch?
You mean, what is the admission?
Sacramento, California. That's what I'm going to say. What's the matter? You no speak English? What are you taking me for?
$1.10.
No, you no understand. See, I'm all alone. I no got my wife and the 10 bambinos with me tonight. I'm only want one a seat, not a splinter more.
That That is the price of one seat, $1.10.
Look, lady, I'm a no one to buy the seat. I forgot a week back. I got no way to take it home. And now, how much am I going to cost to see the pitch? I see the pitch. I leave the seat. I go home. What's the pitch going to cost?
My dear man.
Please, lady, this is no time for a romance. All I'm going to see is the pitch. What does it cost to see the pitch?
$1.10 is the price for general admission.
Oh, well, how about a knocking off 50 cents? I was only a private. $1.10, you say, just to set and see the pitch? Tell me, what's it playing? A double fracture?
No. Tonight, we also have television.
Television? Busta Vazool. Who's the wrestling?
You and me, if you don't stop asking questions. Now, look. You'll see just one feature.
Oh. Well, maybe the pitch costs so much to see because it's no in a black and a white, huh?
Well, it isn't a Technicolor picture, if that's what you mean.
It's a black and white pitch? For $1.10?
Yes.
I'm a set in the seat. I leave a seat. I see the pitch. I go home. $1.10, huh?
Yes.
What's the name of the pitch?
Dr. Kildare.
That's a no good. I'm a no pay $1.10. That's a no good. I'm a no go to the theater. If I'm going to pay $1.10 to see a doctor, if he's got to be at least a specialist. Goodbye.
And now Dave Rose and his Procter & Gamble Orchestra will play Lady Be Good. And by the way, the residents of Southern California will have the opportunity of hearing Dave Rose and his orchestra in person. On Wednesday, November 24th, they will appear at the Los Angeles Philharmonic Auditorium. Thursday, November 25th, at the Long Beach Auditorium. And Saturday, November 27th, at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium. Now Dave plays Lady Be Good. When I say Tide is different, I mean it's different from any other washing product you can name. That includes soaps, new suds discoveries, every other known product made for washing clothes. And why is Tide different? Simply because Tide washes clothes cleaner than any other product known. You see, Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too.
Yes, Tide has all this cleaning power, and yet just think, it's safe. Truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens soap dull colors. And when it comes to white things, why, in hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. Oh, you can tell Tide is different the minute you see those suds. They look and feel different. And they billow up amazingly even in hardest water. Yes, and you'll see the difference in your wash line, too. Because Tide and only Tide gives you all this. The cleanest, brightest, whitest wash you ever hung on the line.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to announce that by special request, next week, we are going to repeat The Baby Factory.
And now, a page from the Mean Little Kid's Diary.
You know, fear is a very little word, but it's very important. It's been known to ruin persons' chances of success, and it's even conquered nations. And yet fear is usually started in some innocent way, as it was with Junior, the mean little kid.
Junior, is that you?
Does that answer your question?
Where have you been?
Well, I've been playing with Jack Barry and the juvenile jury kids and little Genji, the dog.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, good heavens, Junior. Your clothes are all torn, yes. Your face is scratched.
I'm a mess, ain't I?
There's a bump on your head.
Yes.
And you say you've been playing?
Yes, we were playing department store and I was wanting to bargain.
And how did you get so beaten up,
they
Mr.
marked
bargain?
Me down.
Is that why you look so frightened?
No, our club, the Parents Anonymous, had a meeting today.
Parents Anonymous?
Yes.
What on earth is that?
Well, it's a club I joined to take the cure for annoying parents, see? Now, like, you can always spare a dollar for a bottle of castor oil, but you is always out of nickels when the ice cream man goes by. And you're always saying, go to bed, go to sleep, go to bed, go to sleep. We're not sleepy. And you're forever saying, wash your hand and face, wash your hand and face, and you're not even dirty. Just comfortably caked is all. I've taken the cure from that.
You still haven't told me why you look so frightened.
Well, today was the election day, and I was elected. I won by 25 votes, and that's pretty good considering none of us kids can count.
What office were you elected to?
I is now the head stinker of the skunk patrol.
What are your duties?
Well, I will be a widow skunk until I do a real good deed or something brave, see? And then I'll become a big skunk, or maybe the captain of the Airwicks. But I gotta do something real brave first, you
Well,
know?
That should be easy.
Yes.
Why don't you just admit to Grandma that it was you who stole the pumpkin pie from the back porch?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, kiddo. Suicide is not bravery. Besides, they already told me what to do. I have to go visit the witch man.
The witch man?
Yes.
Who's he?
He's the man that lives in the shack down by the creek. You know the little man?
Well, you can just forget that idea.
But I can't forget the idea. I am a member of the skunk patrol, and if I fail, they'll get wind of it.
Well, I won't have you going near that dirty old shack. Suppose the old man is crazy.
Are you two discussing Junior's grandfather again?
No, this is a sober discussion, and any sober discussion lets Gramps out.
Well, what's the discussion?
Oh, well, he's got the childish idea that he won't be brave.
No.
If he won't visit that old man who lives in the shack down by the creek.
Yes, that's right.
Well, why shouldn't he visit the old man?
Yeah, why
Mother,
shouldn't he?
Everybody says he's diabolical and scares the daylights out of people.
So what? They've said worse than that about Junior.
Yes.
Old man in the shack. Why, people say he's a witch man.
Oh, of all the stupid remarks.
All your stupid remarks.
My dear, this is 1948.
Yes, this is 1948. Only about 50 more years and we'll find out if Buck Rogers is a liar or not. After all, my dear mother, you know, witchcraft went out when Grandma was just a widow girl.
Yes, I was 10 at the time. Junior! Witchcraft was over 200 years ago.
Oh, then you must have been about 3, huh?
No, 5. It was the year Aunt Minnie was burned at the stake. Junior!
Don't scare me like that!
Well, will you stop leading me into those foolish statements?
No?
Now, Loreen, if the boy has an obligation to perform, it's up to us to encourage him.
Yes.
Do you want the boy to appear as a coward in the eyes of his little friends?
Yeah, in the eyes
well,
of his friends.
No.
Oh,
no.
Loreen, I remember once when you were faced with the same problem.
Oh.
You had to kiss a boy in the high school play. Remember?
Oh, yes, I remember. I wonder whatever happened to old Big Lips.
Well, his mother says he plays oboe in Dave Rose's orchestra.
You know, now that I look at him, he does look like a hobo.
Oboe, not hobo.
Oh, well, look, I don't have to kiss this old man. All I gotta do is walk up to his shack and shake hands with him, that's all.
Very well, then, I'll go with
you. No, I have to go alone. I have to go alone, but I'm not sold on the idea. I'd rather go see the Three Musketeers.
Well, now, I'll tell you what. I'll go with you as far as the gate, and you can go in by yourself.
Oh? Mother, I hope you know what you're doing.
Yes. I most certainly do. Huh? I'll be killing this stupid fear he has of a boogeyman.
Well, if that's all you're trying to kill, okay, kiddo.
Well, we're almost here.
Yes.
Now, just in case there's any trouble, you just call Nama, and I'll come a-flying.
Yes, and you just the old blimp that could do it, too. Don't hit me. It sure is dark here, ain't it, Nama?
No.
Hmm?
The trees make it appear that way.
Nama, look.
Stop that, Junior. You're looking at an owl.
Oh, I thought you didn't put your makeup on. I thought it was you.
Junior.
Is that an owl?
Yes.
Funny place to have a drugstore in.
Well, there's the old gentleman's shack.
Yeah, there's your shack, all right. This is where I live, you kiddo.
Yes, Junior.
Yeah.
You've got the rest of the way to go alone.
That's right. I got the rest of the way to go alone.
Yes.
When I get home, when shall I tell them they will expect you?
Junior, you come back here. Now, you just go up and knock on that door.
Yeah.
And when the old man opens the door, will he be surprised?
He certainly will, boy. Because all he's going to see is me two empty shoes standing there. All...
Go on, Junior.
Okay, I'll go.
What's wrong?
I decided to join the Boy Scouts.
Junior, I'm not going to stand for this. I don't want you to be afraid of anything. Besides, what an awful way to treat one of your neighbors. I'll tell you what.
Why?
You know that big fruitcake I baked for Christmas?
Yes.
Well, you go in there.
Yes.
And when we get home...
Yes.
I'll let you look at it again.
Yes. Well, thanks, Sporty. Thanks.
Now, go on.
Okay, I'll go. You don't have to push me, though. I'm not afraid. No. What if he cuts me head off, though? I better take my bubble gum out of my mouth. I don't want to lose that, too. Nemo!
Well, now what's the matter?
This place is haunted. I just saw a white body standing here without a head, feet or hands, and had his arms out ready to grab me.
What an imagination. Where is it?
Over here. There.
Oh, see it? Junior, that's only a pair of long underwear on the clothesline.
Oh.
Now, you listen to me, dear. You're just like other people who have fear built up in their minds. You're frightened because you want to be.
Huh? Okay, I'll go, but I wish I was taller and my legs would be longer and I could run faster.
Oh, let's go home.
No, I will go in. Well, here I is. I'll open the gate. Well, this is me lucky day. It's locked. But that's kind of a silly excuse for not going in because there's no fence around the place. Boy, this place sure does look run down. Maybe it's the White House. That's probably what it is, the White House.
What is it?
Is that you, Harry?
Hello, Sonny.
Hello.
This is a welcome surprise. What brings you here?
Well, I have to interview the old witch man.
Well, there's no such person here.
No?
Just me, a lonely old man who needs the warmth of a neighbor.
Well, where does you keep it?
Keep what?
The big black kettle you boil us widow kids in.
Oh. Why, I don't boil little kids.
You don't mean to say you eat us raw? Goodness.
No, of course not. I'm afraid you're like all the other little kids in the neighborhood. Oh, well, I don't mind. I'm used to it.
You are?
Won't you come in, young man?
Yes, sir. Welcome to Inner Sanctum. Did you ever listen to the radio?
Yes.
Boy, I'm dying to see Mr. District Attorney raid Inner Sanctum and kill the Whistler. Oh, boy.
So you thought I was a boogeyman?
Well, I...
Don't you ever let anybody put such silly ideas as that into your young head. Because if you do, it's your very first lesson in fear. And one little fear can make you a coward.
You mean there's no such thing as a goat?
Well, I've never seen one. Have you?
Well, not exactly. Oh, sometimes Grandpa looks like a ghost when he floats home full of spirits. That's about it. Well, I got to go now. I'm sorry us widow kids talked about you the way we did. Oh, what a nice fishing pole.
Have you ever done any fishing?
Oh, yes. I went fishing last summer with my Nanma and my Grandpa and my Mummy. And I caught a fish. It was about 3 feet. No, it was about 4 feet.
Oh, no.
Well, let me finish. I caught a fish. He was about 5 feet from the bank.
Oh. Well, Sonny, you come down someday and I'll take you fishing. And bring your grandmother along, too.
Oh, does you know me, Grandma?
No, but that isn't that her over there with the tree hiding behind her? Or...
Is there another program you'd like to go on and try to read that out? Well, thanks for being so nice. Boy, will the kids be surprised when I tell them you're not a boogeyman. You're so nice.
Well, thank you, son.
More people should get to know their neighbors, you know.
You're right. And I'll be very grateful if you do tell those children.
Oh, I will.
Oh, here. This is a poem I wrote.
Oh, really?
Yes, and I want you to have it.
Well, thank you very much, but this is rather embarrassing. See, I don't think I can read it. I come off without me ABCs.
Oh. Well, I understand, son. You have your grandmother read it to you sometime.
Well, I'll try to if I never get her to put that racing form down long enough. Well, goodbye, Mr. What was your name?
Faith.
Faith.
Pat Faith.
Oh, well, goodbye, Mr. Faith.
Goodbye, son.
Nemo, here I am safe and sound, and he was the nicest old man.
Well, I'm interested in his welfare.
Huh?
Well, he wasn't what you thought he was now,
no,
was he?
No, no.
He didn't frighten you, did he?
No, he didn't frighten me, but I think when I left, we both was pretty much relieved, you know. Here, he gives me a poem to read now, Ma. Would you read it to me, and I'll walk along with you?
All right, dear. Let's see. It says, in our town once lived a lovable gent, but he was feared by the children wherever he went. Seems parents started a rumor to frighten the kids and said he'd get them for the bad things they did. So frightened grew these wee little tots. They didn't know the do's from the do-nots. They tortured the old gent by making it clear he was wicked and bad. Even his house was a fear. He grew very lonely, but stayed in his place. But oh, how he longed for the smile on the face of the little ones who passed him with terrified eyes. And his eyes were wet, too, when the little ones cried. For he knew this fear about the boogeymen would pass from him to another condemned. They'll say, if you're not good, the cop on the beat will get you and stomp you with his big flat feet. Yes, all through life, fear will make a date. Once in the child's mind, well, then it's too late. 'Cause fear will grow like a poisonous weed and kill off the love so that hate can succeed.
I'll be a good American and always remember that, Namor.
Thanks for being with us tonight. We hope you liked our program well enough to be with us next week. So until next Friday,
this is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and thanks to Ed and the Brzezinski for the wonderful script.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.